Okay, I had put together this teaching. It took me some time, but I thought it played a very important part and role in, you know, our walk with Yahshua. So where I'm going to begin is the paradox of life. The Webster's definition for paradox is something such as a situation that is made up of two opposite things and that seems impossible but is actually true or possible. Someone who does two things that seem to be opposite to each other or who has qualities that are opposite. A statement that seems to say two opposite things that may be true. A tenet contrary to received opinion. A person's situation or action exhibiting inexplicable or contradictory aspects. A good example of a paradox with Yahweh is when Yahweh created light from darkness, or he created day from night. So it's a paradox. They go in tandem, but yet are completely opposite of each other. So where I'll start is as those with spiritual eyes to see and spiritual ears to hear. Yahweh created the world we live in to be a paradox from the very foundations, beginning of the world. It was created a paradox intentionally in order to separate those of the world, the spiritually blind and deaf, from those Nazarenes who have spiritual eyes and ears. And the term Nazarene comes from the term Nazri. Nazarene is the English term for Nazri. Nazri means followers of the branch. Yahshua the Nazarene was that branch. We are followers of that branch. So I dissuade from using the term Christian because that does not have anything to do with being followers of Yahshua. They were Nazarenes. So anyway, we will start at Romans 7, 9 through 23. Starting with Romans 9. And what I'm going to do is I will be saying some things that are not in the actual verse that were my own input to try to explain the verse. So as I speak, as you see those things that I say are not in the verse, that is my own words and or writing. And I was alive, not dead in sin, apart from the law once, ignorant like a child. But as an adult, when the commandment came, law of Moses, the letter of the law, sin revived and I died, became a sinner. Romans 7:10. And the commandment which was to life provided a path unto salvation. I found to be unto death, eternal damnation for sin. The letter of the law actually convicts you of your sin. This is a paradox because Paul Shaul, which is Paul's Hebrew name, could not obey the commandments as laws because the flesh is weak, self-centered, and rebellious. So even though the commandments could provide eternal life was still out of reach, unobtainable. The letter of the law brings you to the door, Yahshua. Then after immersion in Yahshua's name, you are given a portion of Yah's spirit to conquer sin and walk in righteousness. And where that portion of the spirit gives you the ability to overcome the sin within yourself so that you no longer have to sin. Whereas when, for myself, when I was in the flesh, there were a couple of sins that no matter how much I wanted to overcome or conquer, I was incapable of doing it. I could not do it with my own heart. Where the portion of the spirit since then has given me the ability to conquer that sin and to walk in righteousness so that that sin no longer controls me, I control it. And that's what the portion of the Spirit gives you. Romans 7:11. For sin, finding occasion through the commandment, deceived me. Because of paradoxical, dual nature, the letter condemns, the Spirit brings life. And through it killed me. I was condemned by the letter of the Torah instructions because the flesh, which is self-centered, weak, and rebellious, prevents, corrupts obedience out of love to walk in righteousness to the instructions or the law, the Torah. And the English word love does not convey in the Hebrew meaning what love actually really is. In Hebrew, I do not recall the actual Hebrew term. I think it's hava. But nonetheless, what it means is to regard, to cherish, and to protect. It's a much more definitive meaning concerning what Yahweh is trying to tell us concerning his Torah. We are to regard it, we are to cherish it, and we are to protect it and defend it. Romans 7, 9, 12. So the law, the Torah, is holy, just, and good. 7, 9, 13. Did then that which is good become death to me? Yahweh forbid, by no means, but sin that it might be shown, reveal this sin, working death, exposing sin to me through that, through by that which is good. The spirit of the Torah, instructions, so that sin through the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. In other words, the letter of the law brings the truth to you that sin, to bring it forward is obvious, plain as day. Ignorance was no longer an excuse because the letter of the law shows you your sin. 7, 9, 4, 14. For we know that the law, Torah, is spiritual, a marriage of love. But I am carnal, worldly, rebellious, self-centered, sold under sin. 15. For, as a righteousness seeker with the faith belief of Yahshua, and the faith belief of Yahshua is believing in what Yahshua believed, and that means walking in the Torah with him. But I am carnal, that which I, fleshly carnal man, would do, which is sin, I do not allow. For what I would do as a fleshly man sinner, that I do not do, but instead do that, what I, as a fleshly person, hate, which is spiritual obedience, that I do. And I know concerning myself, there are times that the flesh pulls on me. And what Shaul Paul is really getting at here is when the flesh is pulling on me and wants me to go, that goes one way, I go the way out of obedience to the Torah with Yahshua the other way. 7:16. But if what I would not do that I do, which is spiritual obedience, the spirit of the Torah instructions, I consent unto, agree with, the law, selfless love, denial of self, that it is good. And that is one of the things that I have learned myself, walking in the Torah, is I must deny myself. I must put myself aside in order to walk with Yahshua, because the flesh wants to constantly pull you back, take you in a direction that you know you cannot go. 17. So now it is no more that I do it, but sin that dwells still lingering in me. With Yah's spirit, I am now motivated to conquer, escape my sin as a seeker of righteousness. 18. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, no good thing dwells. For to will, Yah's like mine, spirit, heart, is present with me. But how to perform that which is good, as a fleshly man, I find not. As a fleshly man, when I was as a fleshly man, I was corrupt 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And no matter how much you think you are not, man becomes a law unto himself, and man decides that he thinks what's right and what is wrong is what is right and wrong. And that is not the case under the truth of the Torah, under Yahweh's word. 19. For the good, righteousness, that I would do, I in the flesh do not. But the evil, which I would not, no longer want, desire to do, that I do. Now, if I do that sin, which I would not, do not want to do, it is no more that I do it, but sin that still dwells in me. Until we reach the point of truly being born again and raised with Yahshua, we all still have that lingering sin in us that continues to try to pull us back, create obstacles, deny us the ability to walk with Yahshua, and that is part of what we have to endure to continue on to be able to walk with Yahshua. 21. I find then the law, a paradoxical law, The letter of the law condemns, the spirit of the law gives life. That when I do good, seek righteousness, evil is still present with me. We still have the thorn of sin with us, but with Yah's spirit like mine, we can overcome it. 22. For I delight in the law out of an obedience of love of Yahweh after the inward spiritual man. 23. But I see a different law, lust, sin, self, in my members, warring against the law of my mind, a loving mindset, the like mind of Yahweh, and bringing me into captivity under the law of sin, which is fleshly in my members. 24. Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me out of the body of this death? 25. I thank Yahweh through Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. So then I of myself with the mind indeed serve the law of Yahweh, but with the flesh serve the law of sin. It is a constant, in some respects, battle for us to walk with Yahshua against what our fleshly nature wants us to do. For me, it's probably the toughest thing I've ever done. Now, the paradox of salvation. The paradox of salvation can be seen through all the religions of mankind. Yahweh tells us in his word that it is the Holy Spirit, Yahweh's mind, that reveals spiritual knowledge, and yet mankind invents colleges of theology, seminaries, monasteries, and other institutions of so-called higher learning. This in and of itself is a paradox. This higher learning is truly a lower learning. Mankind places his trust in his own abilities, inventions, and not in Yah's spirit, which reveals the truth. Therefore, man is in great error and receives only the instructions of man's sinful, self-centered nature as his reward. Truthfully, the chance of finding a true minister of Yahweh from one of mankind's seminaries or religious institutions for all practical purpose is equal to zero. Yahweh calls out and chooses his own teachers. All those seeking truth need to understand Yahweh has a deep love for mankind, so much so that El has made it possible for any human being, no matter how isolated from society they are, to be able to receive salvation, justification, and redemption through faith, trust, and a true, genuine attempt of living an obedient, out-of-love life through seeking the righteousness of Yahweh, by having the faith belief of Yahshua, walking with Yahshua in the Torah, and following his righteous example, walking with Yahshua in the commandments. The Torah with all one's heart, mind, soul, and strength. For those that seek him in such a manner are those that love him, regard, cherish, protect his word. And those that love him are the ones that find favor, grace in his eyes. This is what it means to have the faith belief in Messiah, is to have faith belief as Messiah believed. Daniel 2:47. The king answered to Daniel and said, "Of a truth, your El is the El of Elohims and the King of Kings and a revealer of secrets, seeing you have been able to reveal this secret." The mystery of physical to spiritual parallels. 1 Corinthians 2:7 through 16. And before I go on, I have a definition, interpretation of the four levels of study according to Yahweh's word. What it is called is pardes, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. The definition of that is interpretation of text in Yah's word, study. Pardes is an acronym formed from the initials of the four approaches to learning Yah's word. Pashat. The Pashat level of learning is the surface, the literal, the physical, direct meaning of what the word is saying to you. The Remez, hints, or the deep, hidden, or symbolic meaning just below the literal, just below the surface, you will find the Remez learning of Yah's word. The Drash, to inquire or seek the deeper truth of Yah's word, going beyond the literal and starting to go into the spiritual. And then the Sod, the deepest level of learning to Yahweh's word. The secret, the secrets, mysteries of Yah's word, the deep spiritual truth as given through inspiration or revelation. One, two, seven. But we, Nazarenes, speak Yahweh's wisdom in a mystery, parallels, parables, or in Hebrew, mashal. Even the wisdom that has been hidden, which Yahweh foreordained before the world to our glory. I know before myself, before I had come to the truth and I was immersed in Yahshua's name, I did not understand the wisdom to Yahweh's word. But after the from the moment I was immersed, my knowledge in and of itself grew exponentially on really what this verse is actually saying concerning the wisdom of garnishing and learning Yahweh's word. It is going below the surface, passing through the physical to start to going into the spiritual. Eight, which none of the rulers of this world would have known, for had they known it, they would not have impaled the sovereign of glory, which would be Yahshua. So they were blinded and they were deaf and did not understand who Yahshua was. Nine, but as it is written, things which fleshly eye didn't see and fleshly ear did not hear, which did not enter into the heart of man, whatever things Yahweh prepared for those that love him. For myself, when I was of the world, I did not see or hear nor understand any of Yah's word. I would open his Bible, I would start to read, and I could not make heads or tails out of anything. It was just all, like, for lack of a better term, Greek. I could not figure out anything that Yah's word was saying to me. Yah's spirit cannot enter into the corrupt heart of a man. So because I was still corrupt, there is no way that I could learn any of Yahweh's word at that time. My heart was corrupt, so that prevents any of his knowledge from, you know, coming forth to me. I did not know the names. I did not know the foundation. So I was blind and deaf as well as everybody else at that time. When I came to the truth, when I started to come to the truth of Yahweh's word, I was seeking to know the truth. And as I sought it and I walked after it, little bits and pieces of the literal physical truth started to expose themselves to me. And I started to question what it was that I had already been taught and what I am learning now. Because what I'm learning now is the complete opposite of what I was taught concerning Yahweh's word. Number 10, 1 Corinthians 2:10. But to us Nazarenes, Yahweh revealed them through the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of Yahweh. When you bury the old man, you're immersed in Yahshua's name, Yah starts to reveal his spiritual knowledge to you. The spiritual knowledge that you obtain from Yahweh is the almost at times appears to be the polar opposite of the physical truths that you learn. But the physical truths are, that this is where the paradox comes in. The physical is what leads you to find the spiritual truth. If you do not walk in the physical truth first, the literal, coming to know the Father's and Son's name, which is the beginning of wisdom, the foundation would be the Sabbath, you know, establishing your foundation. These things you have to do in the letter of the law first. You have to do it in a physical act first. And once you've accomplished that and you've come to those truths in the physical act, then you come to the truth of who Yahshua is. Then you find out that Yahshua is what the faith belief of Yahweh is. And Yahshua was the living word. He was the walking, talking Torah. He represented the Torah, the writers, the prophets, the promise, and the inheritance. He was all of them. He is the entire word. Not like what Christians do, the second half of the word. He's all of the word. He represents everything. For who among carnal men knows the things of a carnal man, except the carnal spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of Yahweh except the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. Nazarenes that have Yah's Holy Spirit or righteous mentality like mine. When I was a carnal, worldly man, I was a law unto myself. If I thought I was doing something right, it was me who thought I was doing something right. It gives no glory to Yahweh. I decided what was right and what was wrong by according to my own interpretations of what I thought the law should be. That's not how it works. So because I had a corrupt heart during that time, a lot of my decisions that I thought were right were wrong or sin, because my heart led me down that road, because I didn't have any truth in front of me. I don't recall the verse off the top of my head, but basically the blind following the blind all fall in a ditch. And that's what I was. I was falling in ditches all the time. But with Yah's spirit, I could now walk with Yahshua, Yah's heart, right, his righteousness, his like mine. Now, as I walk with Yahshua in righteousness, I think like Yahweh. I act like Yahweh. I present myself as what Yahweh expects me to present myself as. I always work very hard on walking on higher ground. Never bring yourself down to a level that you damage your testimony. Because if you damage your testimony concerning Yahshua, that's not going to benefit those you're trying to reach out to. So you must always and never allow, quote, anyone that you are bringing the evangel to. You can never let them, in a sense, if they attack you, you can never lower yourself to their level to going on the offensive in that regard. You do that, you damage your testimony, and that's not how Yahshua behaved or acted. So I always work with myself and keeping myself to always to walk on that higher ground. 12. But we Nazarenes received not the carnal spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from Yahweh, that we might know the things that were freely given to us by Yahweh. Coming to the truth, being immersed in Yahshua's name, and having a portion of the Spirit brings revelation. It brought much revelation to me. And part of my testimony, there were two sins. Before I had the Spirit, I would be committing those sins while I was sitting there saying I shouldn't be committing these sins. And I could not stop committing the sin, but I wanted to stop committing the sin. But albeit I was still unable to do so because I still had my own corrupt heart. When I was immersed in Yahshua's name, from that moment forward, those two particular sins no longer had any power over me. I had power over them. They did not control me anymore. I could make the decision whether I was going to do that. And of course, walking with Yahshua, I made the decision that I will absolutely have nothing to do with them. 13. Which thing also we, Nazarenes, speak not in words which is man's wisdom, worldly schools of lower learning. Those schools are fruitless. They produce no fruit. Teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. For an example concerning spiritual things, I'll use adultery as an example. You read in Yahweh's word that, you know, from the physical or Peshat level of understanding, we all understand what adultery means. That would basically mean to be unfaithful to your spouse, your wife and or your husband. So from a physical perspective, that's how you would understand it on its face value, on its literal value. But in the spiritual, adultery means and incorporates many, many different things. When an individual is committing adultery, it could be basically bringing in pagan ideas into Yahweh's word. They are adulterating themselves with pagan ideas, pagan ways. So what they're doing is they're corrupting. They're corrupting Yahweh's word in that regard. That is committing adultery. When you worship false gods, false idols, you are committing adultery with them. You are bringing them into your being. So adultery in the spiritual carries and covers many contexts, but in the physical it only carries one. In order to understand that, though, you have to walk the journey to come to these truths that the spiritual is actually a great expansion on what you learned in the physical. 14. Now the natural carnal man does not receive the things, knowledge of Yahweh's Holy Spirit, not in a school run by men. For they are foolishness to him, and he cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned. The only way to come to the truth of spiritually discerning Yahweh's word and rightly dividing it is you must first come to the truth that you must bury yourself and rise anew in Yahshua's name. That is the only way to have Yahweh's spirit, to my knowledge. And if you do not do that and bury the old man and rise anew with Yahshua, you cannot spiritually discern anything because you don't have the spirit to do it. 15. But he that is spiritual discerns, judges all things, and he himself is eternally judged by no one. 16. For who has known the mind of Yahweh, that he should instruct him? But we have Messiah Yahshua's mind. Yahshua has Yah's righteousness-seeking mind, the like mind of Yahweh, his Holy Spirit. Yahshua walked and talked and thought exactly, precisely like Yahweh does. We are to follow Yahshua. We are to walk and talk and follow Yahshua's example and walk as Yahshua did. How all this fits into the picture of salvation. Romans 10, 13 through 17. For whoever will call on the name Yahweh, righteous reputation, supreme authority, shall be saved. Yahweh and Yahshua's name, I don't recall the verse in, I believe it's Proverbs, but Yahweh and Yahshua's name is the beginning of wisdom. That is the knowing the names is what leads you to the next step. If you do not know the names, you cannot have the wisdom. It's learning the names is the beginning of wisdom. Romans 10, 14. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? How will they hear without a teacher? Bottom line is this is what the job of a teacher and or those going out to give the evangel is to do. They are to bring the truth to the people, to the masses, expose the truth to them. Then the masses will hear it. But it takes more than just hearing Yahweh's word to actually accomplish walking in it. 15. And how will they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them who preach the evangel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. And this is part of what I see Yahweh has set out for me, to bring the glad tidings and bring this truth forth and take it to the masses and take it to the people. I feel that's part of what Yahweh has set out for me to do. 16. But they did not all listen to the glad news, for Isaiah, or in Hebrew, Yeshayah, says, Yahweh, who has believed our report? 17. So faith, belief comes by hearing, and hearing by the spoken word, by messengers, the angels, or children of Yahweh. So hearing the word is not going to do anything for you. Hearing it is just the beginning. You have to become doers of the word. You have to actually walk in the word. That is how you come to know Yahweh, when you walk in the word, not simply just hear it. Many people I have presented and given the word to out in the world. Many of them have heard it, but none of them do it. at least up to this point, to my knowledge, none of them that I have brought it to have actually been doers of the word. They do not look to seek Yahweh with fear and trembling, but they have heard it. Nowhere does it say that salvation can only come from hearing the word of Yahweh. It is not those who just hear the Torah. It is those who are doers, live the Torah, the instructions. Romans 2:13. For the hearers of the Torah instructions are not just before Yahweh, but the doer of the Torah instructions, they shall be justified. So if you are not walking in it and you're just a hearer of it, just the hearing of it is not going to bring you to any truth. You have to step out on your own and start walking in it. This is what it means to believe in Messiah Yahshua, Yahweh's appointed firstborn son, because to believe in Yahshua is to believe as Yahshua believed. And Yahshua believed in the righteousness of Yahweh. Yahshua is the living Torah instructions, the word in the flesh. Also, the apostle Shaul, Paul, did not say that hearing a preacher with one's ears was the only way to receive the word of Yahweh. One who reads the word of Yahweh with fear and trembling, Philippians 2:12, in an attempt to be obedient to Yahweh, can be led by the Holy Spirit of Yahweh. For those who seek to be like Yah in righteousness and therefore obedient to him, that they receive grace favor, they are the ones who receive the Holy Spirit of Yahweh and the instructions of Yahweh's mind. This is what it means to be as like mine. To be as like mine with Yahweh, you first obey the letter of the Torah, which brings you to the spirit of the Torah. The letter of the Torah instructions is an outward physical action. It's what the letter teaches you how to stop yourself from doing the physical act. The spirit of the Torah instructions is intent, a thought. A thought can be righteous or sin. Those who have Yah's Holy Spirit can conquer and subdue even the thought. Therefore, there is no intent to commit sin. Break the Torah instructions. This is the spirit of the Torah instructions. Those who are of Yahweh have his like-mind spirit, walk and think in righteousness. So the spirit is where the thought enters the mind, and I have the ability, as those who have the spirit, to conquer that thought, to conquer that sin, that it never becomes an action. I never act on it. So that is what the spirit of the Torah is. The spirit is literally stopping it before it can even become an action. Matthew 13:11-16. And he answered and said to them, to you, the like-minded, it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but it is not given to them. And there again, the mysteries lie in Yahweh's sod level of truth. And in order to obtain that, you must go after it. You have to seek it, you have to chase it, and you have to study and study hard. And you have to find and have good teachers that can bring these truths to you. You have to be humble. You have to accept that you are not the harbinger of all truth and probably not even half of it. So you must, You must actually chase after the truth. Chase it with all of your heart, which is now Yahweh's heart. Matthew 13:12. For whoever has the mind, Holy Spirit of Yahweh, to him shall be given understanding, and he will have abundance. But the worldly carnal man, whoever does not have Yah's mind spirit, from him shall be taken away even that which he has, his natural life and possessions. Well, for myself, when Yahweh speaks here to, and he will have abundance doesn't mean material things from what I have learned. It's not a nice house, it's not a big car, it's not a lot of material objects that you may enjoy having and for your hobbies. And abundance to me here means joy in my heart, peace in my heart, the abundance of spirit to have the ability to walk with Yahshua. The abundance is a spiritual thing. It's a joy and a peace that only you can only receive from Yahweh through Yahshua. That is what that word abundance means to me personally, not to physical material objects. 13:13. Therefore, I speak to them in parables, mysteries, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, neither do they understand, because they are carnal, worldly. I find from my own experiences as at one time being a worldly man and chasing the things of the world, and I also find myself now on the other side of that. And, you know, when I'm giving the evangel or I'm talking to other people out in the world, from my experiences so far, one, of course, you have to be called out by Yahweh, because if you're not called out, it will not matter. Two, you have to want it. So they go hand in hand. First, the individual has to want to know the truth, and they also have to be called out by Yahweh to actually receive the truth. But I find that most people out there that are carnal, they really do not want to turn. They do not want to repent. They do not want to turn back to Yahweh. They see the world as their world. They indulge themselves in all the sin of the world and think they're not sinning. They think that by going on big expensive vacations that's how they're going to escape what it is that they have going on inside of them, which is sin. None of these things work. But until an individual has come to the truth and been, like in a manner of speaking concerning myself, until they have their knees broken out from under them and they can't take it anymore, and they start to seek the truth because they want to escape what it is that they know is wrong, but they just don't know where to escape to. That's the individual who I have found that is the most receptive to at least listening to what you have to say concerning Yahweh's word. 13:14. In them the prophecy of Isaiah, Yeshayah, is fulfilled, which says, by hearing you will hear, and will no way understand. Seeing you will see, and will no way perceive. These individuals that are not willing to turn their back to the world, that are carnal, this applies to them. They can't see, they can't hear, nor will they ever understand, because they simply do not want to walk away from what the world is. And unless an individual decides to walk away from the world, they cannot have any of Yahweh's truth. 15. For this people's heart, carnal, worldly mentality has grown callous. Their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, deaf and blind, or else perhaps they might perceive with their spiritually healed eyes, hear with their spiritually healed ears, understand with their spiritually healed heart, seeking righteousness, and should turn again, spiritually awaken, and I would heal them. But blessed, 16, but blessed are your holy spiritual eyes, for they see, and your holy spiritual ears, for they hear. When I received the Spirit, a portion of Yah's Spirit, my spiritual eyes and my spiritual ears were open. And when they were open, I could start to spiritually understand the word. Leave the level of the physical. Leave the letter of the law and start going into the spirit of the law. The letter of the law condemns you. The spirit of the law brings you to life. Romans 15:5-6. Romans 15:5. Now the Elohim of patience and comfort grant you to be of the same mind, righteous seeking mentality as Yahweh, one with another according to Messiah Yahshua. 15:6, that you may with one accord in one mouth and with one mouth glorify the Elohim and father of our sovereign Yahshua, the Messiah. How can the true children, Nazarenes, the spiritual images of Yahweh, live peacefully in one accord and esteem Yahweh with one voice if we do not think exactly alike and each other with each other and exactly like Yahweh, to whom we esteem, if we do not have the same exact like mind as Yahweh? We all need to be on the same page. The foundation and salvational issues concerning Yahweh's word is the beginning. We all must speak with one voice and one accord. We all should seek to have the like mind of Yahweh. As an assembly or as believers, those who come to the like mind of Yahweh will be the like mind with their brothers and sisters. They will all be thinking in the same precise way. We all think like Yahweh. A true paradox. Those that seek salvation for personal sake will never obtain it. For those who think that because they got in big trouble and they think they're going to pray to Yahweh before they go to prison, that all of a sudden Yahweh's going to bail them out, that's not going to happen, because they are only looking to get themselves out of Dodge. And that is not how it works with Yahweh. Those that seek the righteousness of Yahweh will obtain salvation, justification, and redemption. If you seek Yahweh's righteousness as like mine, then he will come to you. Yah bless.